Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Have you ever heard somebody say, hold on to God's word? You know, when you're standing by faith for healing or standing by faith for a financial breakthrough. And there are so many teachings out there on how to hold on to God's word and how to apply faith and all kinds of things. But you know, there was a time in my life where I was suffering with a heart sickness. It seemed I needed to go to an emergency room because I had chest pain and all kinds of things. It was a time of great stress. And I was just holding on to God's word. And I said, God, I am trusting you, not men, not doctors. I'm trusting you. And you know, there's a story that really helped me at that moment. At that time. And it happened on May 11th, 1932. The military was doing a lot of tests with the airships, the big airships of those days. And they were using them for the military. They were kind of like the eye for the military because they could go up high and they could see, be the eye for the ships on the ocean. But these ships were quite a challenge to land because every little wind would move them and so they would come down low and Marines or Army people would grab the lines that were hanging down and hold on to it so that it wouldn't fly away again. But on May 11th, 1932, there was one airship that was trying to land, and as it was landing, things kind of spiraled out of control. And the back of the thing started coming up. They dumped some of the water that they had in the system, and suddenly, just to make a long story short, this blimp or this airship all of a sudden started shooting up into the air because it had lost a lot of the weight that was holding it, balancing it out, and it just went up into the air. One of the guys let go because they were trying to hold the thing down. But the rope was, I mean, it just took the army, the soldiers with it. And one guy let go at 15 feet and fell and broke his arm. But then there were still three other guys that were holding on. People couldn't believe their eyes. In fact, people were didn't want to look anymore because the second man fell at 100 yards up and was dead immediately. And then the third man fell at 200 yards and he just fell to the ground and he was immediately dead. And there was still one man that was holding on. And people looked at him and the airship was going higher and higher and higher, and they just said, oh no, this is gonna end so terrible. But he just kept holding on. And he wouldn't fall. And what ended up happening is, when he realized that he's going that far up, he took the rope and he tied it around his foot. And he was not holding the rope. The rope was holding him. And he went up and he held on for 2 hours. He was holding on to that rope for 2 hours before they could actually send somebody down with a crane and take him up into the airship. But that man was holding on. You know, in Philippians 2 verse 15, it says, then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. You will shine like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. You know, if you are trying to hold on in your own strength, you won't hold on very long. And every tactic and every teaching that you get will not help you for very long. But when you understand that you need to let the word of God hold you, it's the word of God that is holding you. When you understand that, that gives you the victory. You know, that's what helped me come through a crisis moment of my life. I said, God, I'm not holding on to your word. Your word is holding on to me. You guarantee that by your stripes I am healed. And so, Lord, your word is holding on to me. It is carrying me right now. It is my healing. And I receive that in Jesus' name. And that's what gave me the healing, completely restored. Where my blood pressure came normal, everything came back normal again in the name of Jesus, you know? And that's the thing, is we need to understand that we cannot hold on for long. The Word of God holds us. If this has been a blessing to you, please forward this to a friend, share it, let others be blessed. You can be a blessing, like a preacher handing out the Word of God to other people. Have a blessed day. God bless you.